This is VOA News.
I'm Tom McNeil. While diversionary fighters are in Belarus, Ukrainian police officials confirmed, following a video released by Minsk showing them training Belarusian soldiers, it's first indication that a deal to end Wagner's mutiny last month is being implemented. Reuters Lucy Fielder.
Fighters from the Wagner Group have arrived in Belarus from Russia. That's according to Ukrainian and Polish officials, and comes after the Belarusian Defense Ministry released this video on Friday, showing what it said were Wagner fighters instructing Belarusian soldiers at a military range. It appeared to be a first sign that at least part of a deal to end Wagner's mutiny attempt was being implemented.
That's Reuters Lucy Fielder reporting. Meanwhile, as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains, Biden administration officials were asked about Ukraine's counter-offensive.
Janet Yellen, who is visiting India, talked about other measures being taken to weaken Russia's belligerence.
We will also continue to cut off Russia's access to military equipment and technologies that it needs to wage war against Ukraine. One of our core goals this year is to combat Russia's efforts to evade our sanctions.
During the recent summit in Vilnius, NATO members stood by Kyiv despite not offering it a clear roadmap to join the alliance. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said in an interview published Sunday that Moscow has a sufficient stockpile of cluster munitions and warned that Russia reserves the right to take reciprocal action if Ukraine uses the controversial weapons. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. At a news conference before a meeting of a group of 20 finance ministers and central bankers in India, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said she was eager to work with China on areas of mutual interest, including debt restructures for poorer countries, and that multilateral development banks needed reforms before capital increases could be considered.
First, I'll work with the World Bank and my counterparts to push for a framework and principles for the targeted use of concessional financing for global challenges. This will enable us to deploy concessional financing toward areas of greatest impact.
And she also said that there are plans to get tougher on Russia because of its invasion of Ukraine.
By helping keep the economy and the government running, we're giving Ukraine the support it needs so it can fight for freedom and its sovereignty. We will also continue to cut off Russia's access to military equipment and technologies that it needs to wage war against Ukraine.
United Airlines and the union representing its pilots said Saturday they reached an agreement on a contract that will raise pilot pay up to 40% over 4 years. The union valued the agreement at about $10 billion, and it followed more than 4 years of tumultuous bargaining that included picketing and talk of a strike vote. A dangerous heat wave has threatened a wide swath of the U.S. Southwest, with potentially deadly temperatures in the triple digits, as some cooling centers extended their hours and emergency rooms prepared to treat more people with heat-related illnesses. More than 110 million people, or almost a third of Americans, were under extreme heat advisories, watches, and warnings as a blistering heat wave was forecast to get worse in areas like Nevada, Arizona, and California. Temperatures in some desert areas were predicted to soar past 120 degrees Fahrenheit or 48.8 degrees Celsius during the day and remain in the 90s or above 32.2 overnight. Iraq's prime minister is holding talks with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus during the first trip of his kind to the war-torn country since the 12-year conflict began. There's more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.